位听众大家好，欢迎收听今天4月15日的广播节目。因为今天是礼拜五的关系，我们今天就要来一点比较有趣的主题。这个主题是有关于音乐，而相信大家对于 MP3 这个字应该都耳熟能详。不过在开始之前，我们先自我介绍一下，我是安娜，而坐在我对面的是
Hi everyone, my name is Ian. Welcome to English Digest.
Well, 首先呢，我想先问问看 Ian, do you know what MP3 is?
I sure do know what MP3 is. I'm a big fan of digital music. In fact, I have my own iPod that has almost 7,000 MP3 songs on it. And that's only because of this technology that I can have so many songs with me.
7,000?
Just about 7,000, that's right. And it's all because of MP3s. I love MP3s.
7000首歌真的是非常多，大概是一辈子可能都快要听不完了。不过我们来谈谈到底 MP3 是什么东西呢？其实 MP3 是一种数位的音乐格式，它是一种新的音乐压缩格式，非常适合网际网络的传输。而且 MP3 是在不降低音质的前提之下，以12:1的这种比例压缩 Audio CD 当中的音乐。所以啊，就像刚才我们提到，Ian 他的 iPad 当中有差不多有7000首歌曲，而这个所谓的 MP3 呢，它其实就有这种能力，把原本可以储存74分钟的 CD 光碟，经由这种 MP3 格式呢，就储存到了888分钟。但是我们刚才提到了 MP3 是一种数位的音乐格式，这种数位的音乐格式呢，其实已经算是一种数位音乐的改革，或者是一种潮流 The Digital Music Revolution。所以我们现在呢，就赶快进入正题，请 Ian 帮我们带读一下今天的文章。
There's a revolution going on. CD collections are disappearing, hard drives are bulging, and almost any song can be found with an internet connection. This is the digital music revolution. It is a technology called MPEG Audio Layer 3 that started this revolution.Most of us just call it MP3. MP3 technology was invented by German researcher Karl-Heinz Brandenburg in the 1980s. He created an entire technology called audio compression. Brandenburg studied how the human ear understands sound so that the least important parts of music could be cut out without seriously affecting the sound quality of the music. The result was a song that could be digitally stored at 1/10 of its original size. This is like changing a dictionary into a slim magazine. Of course, some quality is lost by doing this. But hey, the compressed information is sure easier to work with. Not until Napster hit the internet did MP3 technology become widely known. Then, suddenly, the name MP3 was everywhere. The original Napster may be gone, but MP3 technologyCertainly isn't. Recent innovations like MP3 players, online digital music stores, and Apple's iPod have changed the way we think about music. These days, there are more advanced compression technologies that eventually might replace MP3, but MP3 will always be the original.
所以今天的文章真的蛮有趣的，因为不管是 CD 或者是 MP3, 这些都是大家耳熟能详的一种主题。不过今天的这个文章虽然只有三段，却还是包含了起承转跟合。像第一段呢，就是起头开头先提到在音乐当中呢已经有一个很重大的变革。Hey Ian, can you help us get started?
I sure can. Let's take a look at our first sentence. First sentence tells us the topic for our whole piece.It reads, there's a revolution going on. Now, revolution, our first vocabulary word here, means a huge change in the way things are done. And then we're going to read about this revolution. We have three things. CD collections are disappearing, hard drives are bulging, and almost any song can be found with an internet connection. Why do we say CD collections are disappearing? Well, it's not that people don't like CDs anymore, but they are importing their CDs.That means putting their CDs onto their hard drives, onto computer hard drives now, or portable hard drives like iPods. And that's what the digital music revolution is all about. Not using CDs and using hard drives, usually with MP3s on the hard drive instead.
像一开始呢，文章的起就告诉我们，现在目前呢，已经有一个很大的革命，改革 ，revolution。Revolution 是我们今天的必备字汇，不过这个字它的动词原型我们倒可以参考一下。这个字的动词原型是 revolve，R-E-V-O-L-V-E， revolve。不过在冒号之后，我们分三方面来说明。第一方面 ，CD collections are disappearing。所谓的 collection 当然有收集的意思，但是在这里也有购买的意思，大家渐渐不再买 CD 了。第二方面 ，hard drives。Hard drive 就是所谓的硬碟，硬碟怎么了呢？后头有一个字叫做 bulge， bulge 是我们今天的参考字汇，它本来有膨胀的意思，它本身也可以当名词，指的是膨胀的部分。而硬碟呢，越来越大了，为什么呢？当然，为了要储存 MP3 或者是其他的图片，甚至还有第三方面，几乎任何一首歌呢，只要透过网络的连接，都可以被找到。而这三方面是我们今天文章的起承转合的部分，就是我们今天要谈的 revolution。
All right, let's take a look at our next couple of sentences. It reads, this is the digital music revolution. Well, we've mentioned that before. But what is helping this revolution happen? Next sentence tells us, it is a technology called MPEG Audio Layer 3 that started this revolution. Most of us just call it MP3.All right, you're probably familiar with the word technology. It's our next vocabulary word. It means any tool used by a human. Hey, even a stick or a rock is technology. But usually we mean high technology, computers and maybe automobiles, those sorts of things. So in this case, we could say it's a high technology called MPEG Audio Layer 3. Now that's a mouthful. We don't say that very much. Why don't we say MPEG Audio Layer 3? Well, because...We call it by its nickname, its shorter name, and that name, of course, is MP3. And that's what we're looking at today, this amazing technology that allows us to carry thousands of songs with us.
接下来文章就告诉我们了，其实以上提到的呢，就是我们今天要谈的数位音乐的革命。而这是一个什么样的革命呢？倒数第二句我们看到了 ,It is a technology, 它是一个这样子的科技。Technology 也是我们今天的必备字汇，不过 technology 有点长，常常我们看到的是 tech, T-E-C-H, 不过前头多半带有其他的字头，比如说 high tech, 高科技，或者是 biotech, 生物科技。而这样子的一个科技是被称为 MPEG, Audio Layer 3, 也就是所谓 MP3 的这种 technology。其实这句话呢带有两个关系子句，第一个关系子句是 called,而结尾是打到数字三这个地方，所以这里可以把它挂号起来。而三后头的 that， 你也可以给它一个左挂号。右挂号呢，则在句尾的部分。后头这个关系子句，我们当然要先翻成形容词。它是一个被称为 MP3， 而且开始这个音乐革命的科技。当然，我们大部分都简称叫做 MP3， 或者你说 MP3。不过 ，I have a question for Ian. Ian, you know who invented MP3?
I sure do know who invented MP3, and we'll find out in our next paragraph where it says MP3 technology was invented by German researcher Karl-Heinz Brandenburg in the 1980s. Now, we have researcher here as our next vocabulary word. Basically, it means a scientist. Researcher is usually...Another way to say scientist. And what did he invent? Well, he created an entire technology called audio compression. Ah, that's a mouthful. Audio is just another word for sound. You probably know the word video, which means things you can see. Audio are things that you can hear. Now, compression means to squeeze something into a small space. So, audio compression means making sound fit into a smaller space.And that's exactly what MP3s are.
接下来第二段呢，就是起承转合的承，承接着刚才我们第一段提到的这个主题叫做 MP3 这种科技。所以画风就转到了到底是谁发明的呢？其实 MP3 是一个德国的研究专家 ,researcher。researcher 是我们今天的必备字汇。不过这个德国人的名字不太好念。Ian, 这个名字可以再念一次吗？
Well, his name is Karl-Heinz...Brandenburg.
Karl-Heinz Brandenburg. 如果你不太会念也没有关系，因为他是一个德国人的名字。 不过重点是他其实在1980年代的时候就开始在发明 MP3 的这一种科技了，而当时呢他是创造了一种全新的科技， He created an entire technology。这种科技是被称为我们第二句话有提到的 audio compression。 所谓的 audio 就是有关于声音的，或者是可以听见的，可听频率的，都叫做 audio。 而所谓的 compression 其实这个字蛮简单的，你看它中间有一个字根叫做 press， press 就有压的意思，所以 compress 就有压缩的意思存在。而这里所谓的 audio compression，我们中文会翻成音讯压缩或者是音频压缩。所以当时在1980年代，这位德国的科学家呢，他就发明了这种全新的科技，因此 MP3 的科技呢就此而生了。
So how did Karlheinz Brandenburg invent this technology? Well, we read Brandenburg studied how the human ear understands sound so that the least important parts of music could be cut out without seriously affectingthe sound quality of the music. All right, so what he understood or what he had to study to find out is, when music is playing, do we hear all the sounds at the same time? What it turns out is we don't. We only listen to some parts of the sound. So he decided to figure out, hey, which parts are most important to the ear? And when you have an MP3, the MP3 saves the important parts of the sound and gets rid of all the less important and sometimes totally unimportant parts of the sound. Now, an MP3 does not sound quite as good as a real CD recording, but it's pretty close.
而接下来呢，我们看到这个句子有一点长，不过句子长多半都是因为有连接词的关系。这句话当中的连接词，注意是个连接词片语，叫做 so that。所以或许你可以先把 so that 框起来。而句子为什么会这么长呢？其实啊，句子后头还有一个 without。 without 当然就是不用什么什么，没有什么什么的意思。好，我们现在从头开始来看。 Brandenburg studied， 他开始研究人类的耳朵到底是如何听到声音的。 so that 连接词，这里连接词的意思是为了什么什么目的，为了使什么什么结果产生，如此一来就可以如何如何的意思。后头我们看到的子句一开始是 the least important parts of music， 音乐当中最不重要的那些部分呢 could be cut out， 就可以被删掉或者是拿掉， without 而不会严重的影响到 the sound quality of the music， 音乐本身声音的品质。不过回过头来我们看一下这个很重要的 so that， 注意 so that 如果放在一起的时候它是一个连接词片语，可是我们都晓得另外有一个连接词片语叫做 so 点点点 that， 另外一个 so 点点点 that 中文常常翻成如此的以至于，不过听起来有点复杂，我们现在请 Ian 给我们一些例子。 Hey Ian， Can you give us examples using so thatAnd so that.
I sure can. Remember that so can either mean very or it can mean something similar to in order to. So we could say something like this. I studied very hard for the exam so that I could get a good grade. Now that's the first one meaning something close to in order to. Now in the other shape meaning something close to very. He was so tired that he fell asleep.Right away. In other words, he was very tired and he fell asleep very quickly.
所以要特别注意哦， so that 如果放在一起的时候它表示的是一种目的。像刚才Ian提到的例句是 I studied very hard for the exam so that I could get a good grade. 我非常的用功准备考试，这样子的话我才能得到好成绩。可是如果把 so that 拆开就变成如此的以至于，所以像刚才Ian提到的例句是 He was so tired that he fell asleep right away. 他是如此的累以至于他马上就睡着了。好，可是你现在可别睡着哦，我们先稍微休息一下，待会回来继续把文章看完。好，接下来我们就要继续带大家来看看有关于 audio compression 这种技术。
All right, our next sentence tells us what it is that MP3 technology actually allows people to do. The result was that a song could be digitally stored at 1/10 of its original size. Now, what result? Well, the result of Karlheinz Brandenburg's research. He came up with MP3, and this is what MP3 allows you to do. It's to take a CD quality file, that's a digital file, and make it much, much smaller. In fact, you make it 1/10 of its original size. This means basically that a whole CD can be stored in about the same space as a song on a regular CD.
所以这真是一个非常伟大的一个革命，因为在这个德国的科学家发明了 MP3 之后呢，结果就产生了 the result was that. 特别注意一下，这里的 that 是连接词，没有意义的，但是它也不可以省略，它带着是整个后头的 be 动词后面的一个主词补语。而这个主词补语呢，它本身是一个子句，我们看到句子写的是 a song could be digitally stored， 歌呢可以用数位的方式来被储存，而且储存的尺寸，我们后头看到一个叫做 at 1/10 of its original size， 言下之意是它原本容量大小的十分之一而已。不过我们看到这里的 1/10， 它是一种分数的念法。分数呢，我们都知道上面是分子，下面是分母。那当我们英文在念分数的时候，有个规则，就是我们用奇数的念法来念分子。所谓的奇数就是数出来的1234 1234， 而分母的话我们会用序数的念法，而序数当然就是排成顺序的数字，所以第一就会变成 first， 第二就是 second， 当然第十叫做 tenth， 十分之一我们看到的是 1/10， 当然五分之一就会变成 1/5。
All right, our example sentence tells us here, this is like changing a dictionary into a slim magazine. What is the this in this sentence? Well, the MP3 process.Is like changing a dictionary into a slim magazine. Imagine that you have a big dictionary, let's say the Oxford or maybe Merriam-Webster, and you could turn that into a copy of English Digest. Well, that's pretty much what MP3 technology does.
接下来呢，我们就举实例来告诉你，因为如果我们提到了所谓的被数位的储存，而且是原本容量的十分之一，你或许没有概念。所以文章接下来就举个实例告诉我们，其实这种科技呢，这种做法就好像是把一本字典变成了一小本杂志一样。不过动词我们看到的是 change A into B， 把 A 变成了 B， 把字典变成了一本很小本精简的杂志。
Our last sentence tells us maybe what one of the disadvantages or the drawbacks of MP3 technology is. The sentence readsOf course, some quality is lost by doing this. But hey, the compressed information is sure easier to work with. Well, if you reduce something to 1/10 of its original size, you have to lose a little bit. You have to lose something. Now, MP3 technology is great. You don't lose anything that's very, very important. But it's not quite as good as a CD quality recording. And also, notice in this sentence, why the word hey in the middle of the sentence?Well, that's to give the sentence more of a spoken quality, to make it seem more informal, like somebody is talking right to you.
你或许跟我有同样的疑问，如果声音这样子压缩的话，难道音质不会受到影响吗？接下来文章告诉我们，当然啦，有一些品质 some quality 会因为压缩的关系而因此降低了。不过你不要认为这么做它损失很大哦。No, the compressed information.这些压缩的资讯呢，其实对我们来说是更容易使用的 is easier for us to work with. 接下来我们就看到文章的第三段了，当然起承转合，到了转这个地方，转不一定是谈不一样完全不同的东西，常常有时候只是跟主题不同带到其他的资讯而已。不过接下来话锋一转到第三段， Ian， 这句话 this sentenceseems very difficult.
Well, it's not that bad. When you break it into parts, it's a little more formal because the clauses here are reversed from their normal order in English. But let's just reorder it Listen to the way I say it now. MP3 technology didn't become widely known until Napster hit the internet. So in this way, I've reversed it. That's the more common order of sentences in English. There's nothing wrong with this order. It's just a little bit more formal and provides a little bit of variety. By making the sentence this way, by structuring it this way, we make Napster the focus of the sentence as opposed to MP3 technology.
OK, 所以这句话呢 ,Ian 的解读是它其实不难只不过是个倒装句而已。不过对于台湾的学生来说啊，倒装句常常是一个很头痛的地方。我们先来看一下倒装句到底长什么样子。其实大部分的倒装句看起来都像是疑问句一样。言下之意，你会在主要子句的部分先看到助动词或者是 be 动词，才看到主词，看起来就像疑问句一般。不过倒装句它的规则有很多，像这种把否定字放在句首是其中一种规则，只要是否定字放在句首，句子就要形成了倒装。现在我们看到的是 not until 加上时间副词，然后再加上所谓的倒装句，所以句子原来应该是 MP3 technology did not become widely known until Napster hit the internet. 所以把 not 跟 until 到句尾整个时间副词都抓到前面来了，做一个 not until 否定字放在句首的一种倒装。不过现在我们再请Ian给我们其他的例子。
Well, let's say somebody, a child for example, wants to watch TV, but they haven't done their homework yet. A parent might say something like this.Not until your homework is done will I allow you to watch TV. It's just a reverse of the way we usually would say it, which is, I won't allow you to watch TV until your homework is done.
所以它其实听起来还有一点点强调的意味。不过接下来我们就看到，然后呢，之后突然 MP3 这个名字就变得非常有名了 ,was everywhere. 而原本的 the original Napster may be gone,But MP3 technology certainly isn't. 我们在句子前面看到了一个字叫做 Napster, 它是我们今天的参考词汇。其实 Napster 是一个公司的名称，它是提供网络音乐下载的公司名称。或许这样子的公司可能会消失，但是 MP3 这种科技绝对不会消失。Hey Ian, I know you have an iPod.
I sure do, and I love it. So I'm very happy to...Get into this next sentence, which reads, recent innovations like MP3 players, online digital music stores, and Apple's iPod have changed the way we think about music. All right, here's a vocabulary word. Innovation is at the start. An innovation means a new thing, but a new invention or a new idea that does something very, very well. So here's a list of innovations. Well, one is MP3 players. These are little machines...that store MP3s. Now we have online digital music stores. All right, online, our next vocabulary word, which of course simply means over the internet. Online means anything that is over the internet. Now these online digital music stores, especially Apple's iTunes digital music store, will sell you songs, usually one song for 99 cents American, or basically $1 American. That's the usual cost. But it's better because you can choose exactly which songs you want. You don't need to buy a whole CD or a whole album of songs. And what's the last innovation? Well, my favorite innovation, that's Apple's iPod. Now, there are other technologies similar to iPod now, but iPod is still the most popular. And the iPod is a portable hard drive. That's what's so new about the iPod. It's a hard drive that you carry with you,And the only software that it carries is to play back music. That's all it can do is store things and play back music. Now, all of these different things, MP3 players, online digital music stores, and Apple iPods, have changed the way people think about music and the way people buy and get music.
当然 MP3 这种数位的音乐格式出现之后就有很多其他新的东西跑出来。所以接下来我们就看到 recent innovations.Innovation 也是我们今天的必备字汇，不过它有一个动词原型叫做 innovate。Innovate 就是刷新或者是革新的意思，所以在这里指的是革新的事物或者是新的方法。 最近的有一些新的东西 ，like 比如说像是 MP3 players， 或者是 online digital music stores， 还有 Apple's iPod。iPod， Ian 常常在用。所谓的 iPod 就是数位音乐播放器，而像这些新的东西呢，都已经改变了我们对于音乐的看法。
This brings us to our last sentence, which tells us, these days, there are more advanced compression technologies that eventually might replace MP3. But MP3 will always be the original. Well, MP3 is just one of a huge kind of technologies. We mentioned audio compression. And of course, as soon as a technology becomes popular,People are trying to find faster, cheaper, and better ways to do the same thing. So MP3 is getting a little bit old-fashioned now, but many people are still using it because they are familiar with it. But there will be new file types. In fact, there is one called AAC, which is put out by the same people. It's basically MP4. MP4 would be another way to call the AAC file format, and that's becoming more common.But even when new file formats come in, new compression technologies, MP3 will always be the original one, the one that started the digital music revolution.
对啊，就像我们大家可能有听过 MP4 已经出现了，所以最后这一句话就是起承转合的合，下个结论咯。所以像现在或许有更多更先进的压缩的技术、科技，这里 that 我们可以给个左括号，右括号在逗点的地方。括号里头就是所谓的关系子句，形容现在更新的压缩的科技。但是不管怎么样 ，MP3 永远都是 the original 最独创的。下礼拜一别忘了继续收听我们的节目哦。我是 Anna，This
is Ian saying goodbye until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.